Good morning. This morning the sermon is going to be the very word of God. It's going to be the most ancient of all stories ever told. But it's not just any story, it's the exact word of God. And it's going to be Genesis chapters 1 through 11. After I tell you that from heart, I want to take a couple minutes and talk to you in plain language about how to do it. How do you memorize God's word? And I'll offer you some different techniques. And Pastor will come up after that, have a little Q&A, and then we'll depart, and we're going to head to Florida. So we're really glad to be here. This is our 25th state. We've been married 7 months today, and we get around, so we're really glad to be here. So come with me back some 4,500 plus years, and you spent 430 years in bondage in Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness. You're on the eastern side of the Jordan River, and you're about to enter into the land, and Moses is going to give you a sermon to tell you where you came from. Why is there sin? How did sin enter the world? What is the redemption of sin? Where did murder come from? Why was there a flood? Was there a flood? And how these different languages came to be. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. In the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb yielding tree, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed was in itself. And God saw that it was good. In the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. In the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And it was so. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply upon the earth." In the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after their kind, cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food, and to every beast of the field, and to every fowl of the air, and to every living thing that moveth upon the earth wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good, there is Delium and the onyx stone. The name of the second river is Gihon, that is it which compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. The name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a help suitable for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to every fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help suitable for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves clothing. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be unto thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. And Adam knew Eve his wife. She conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She again bare his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And it came to pass in process of time that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flocks, and of the fats thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and he slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me out of the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife. She conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city, and he called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Ired. Ired begot Mehujael. Mehujael begot Methuselah. And Methuselah begot Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. And Ada bare Jubal. He is the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name is Jubal. He's the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tuvalcain, an instructor in every artificer of brass and iron. And the sister of Tuvalcain was Numa. And Lamech said unto his wives Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 times sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again. She bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, She hath appointed me another seed, instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enosh. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him, male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begot a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he begot Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And he died. And he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh. And Seth lived after he begot Enosh 807 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years. And he died. And Enosh lived 90 years and begot Cainan. And Enosh lived after he begot Cainan 815 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years. And he died. And Cainan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Cainan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Cainan were 910 years. And he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years. And he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and he begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years. He died. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begot Shem. Ham, and Japheth. And it came to pass when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and fowl of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But the evil I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, 2 of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after their kinds. 2 of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive, and take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according unto all that God commanded him, so did he. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by 7s, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by 2s, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by 7s, the male and his female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that God commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. They went in 2 and 2 unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, and the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with him into the ark, they and every beast after their kind, all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after their kind, every fowl after their kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, 2 and 2 of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. And the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping thing and fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from off the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And at the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated, and the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from the face of the ground. But she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Oh, then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth a dove which came to him in the evening with an olive leaf plucked off in her mouth. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the face of the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dry. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, of the fowl, and of the cattle, and of the beasts of the earth, that they may breed abundantly, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with them out of the ark, every beast after their kind, all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done, while the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and the fear of you, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be food for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh, which is the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require it. At the hand of every beast will I require it. At the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you be you fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth. And multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, and of the cattle, and of the beasts of the earth, from all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud. And I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and drank of the wine, and was drunk. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backwards, and covered their father's nakedness. And their faces went backwards, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be a servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be a servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died. Now, these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tuvel, Meshech, and Tyrus. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphtah, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodamin. By these were the islands of the Gentiles divided, after their languages, after their tongues, after their families, and in their nations. The sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca. And the sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, and the land of Shinar. And he went forth into Assyria, and builded Nineveh, and the city Rehovot, and Calah, and resident between Nineveh and Calah, the same as a great city. And Mizraim begot Ludim, Manamim, Laabim, Naphtarim, Pathrusim, and Casluhim, out of whom came the Philistines, and Kaphturim. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Hath, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamatite. And afterwards were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, unto Gaza, as thou goest unto Sodom, and Gomorrah, and Admon, Zeobim, even unto Laish. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. And the children of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. And the children of Aram, Uz, and Hal, and Gather, and Mash. And Arphaxad begot Salah, and Salah begot Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Yoktan. And Yoktan begot Elmedad, Shelef, Hazamabeth, and Jerah, Hadrum, Uzal, and Dikla, Ovar, Avimal, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Yovav. All these were the sons of Yoktan, and their dwelling was from Mesha, as thou goest unto Sephar, mountain of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, and in their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, and in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they all have one language. And this they begin to do. Now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The word of the Lord. Okay, friends, let's shift gears. Memorizing is very, very hard for me. On average, it takes me at least 4 to 6 weeks to do one chapter. So what you heard was at least a solid year's worth of work. How do you memorize? Well, I've lived in Israel the last 4 years, and I was able to glean memorization techniques from the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims there. Look, it boils down to these three. Number one, by hearing. All over the Bible, we hear, Hear, O Israel. We hear Ezra reading aloud the Torah. Hearing. I have a friend who lives in Indiana. After hearing us speak, he said, You know what? I have an hour commute every day. I'm going to spend some of that time listening to a half a chapter of Romans at a time, over and over and over. And he did. And it took him about a year or so. But guess what? He redeemed that time and memorized the entire book of Romans by hearing while he's sitting at a red light. Okay? That doesn't work for everybody, right? We all learn differently. The second way is to read. And that's how most people memorize. A friend, the guy who started this ministry, memorized Revelation by reading 2 to 3 verses at a time to himself, like building blocks. 2 and 3. But the key is you have to use the same Bible format. The Jewish people have a holy book called the Talmud. And if you go from here to the end of the earth, page 58 is the same. We all know your Bible. You know where Matthew starts or where Genesis starts. Format is so important. So if the kids are memorizing verses for Awana or something like that, or Bible Bee or something, don't use the note cards. Have them memorize out of the Bible. Number one, it's reinforced that this is coming from God's Word. And number two, that format helps tremendously. There's many medieval sources that say, whatever you do, use the same codex, the same book, the same scroll the rest of your life. Take it or leave it. Reading aloud. Number three, finally, writing. That's how I memorize. I need all the help I can get, probably like you. So my mind and my eye and my hand and my mouth and my ear are all working together by writing out, and when I'm writing it, I'll say it or I'll murmur it. Okay? Sometimes speaking aloud is very beneficial. I was in Mexico City once, walking to the hotel, and there was 4 thugs behind me in a dark alley. I just happened to be in 2 Kings 9. Then I said aloud, I turned around and looked at him and said, And when Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out at a window, and they just turned around and ran. So... Whatever. So writing it and saying it when you write it. Now, on the table, there's a leaflet that has our website, and on the website, it goes into more detail about how I write it. Okay? So whether you do it one of those three ways, the key to retaining it, the hardest part is obeying it. The second hardest part is retaining it. Now, to retain it, you have to speak it aloud. You got to move your mouth. Our mouths are very intelligent. Some are probably smarter than others, but they're very smart. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. What does that word mean? That word means literally to murmur, move your mouth. It's a picture of a beast eating, and the beast is chewing, or he's memorizing, and he swallowed. It's in his heart, in his stomach. He regurgitates it back into its mouth, chews it more. That's the process. That's literally what you're supposed to do with the Word of God. That's what the word meditation means. Right? It means to murmur, to move your mouth. So you've got to say it aloud to keep it. You have to.